Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A call to arms by the federal government to get more jabs in arms, with a major advertising campaign to promote flu vaccines. The ads to hit TV screens and radios from this morning to ensure we're up to date with our COVID and flu vaccinations. Royal Australian College of General Practitioners Dr. Bruce Willett says we can't underestimate the flu this winter.
People do die of influenza. People end up in ICU, and there's people in ICU all around the country at the moment with influenza. I sometimes think that there's a problem that we use the word flu to mean a bad cold, and that obviously influenza is something quite different. It's a more severe disease.
We'll get the findings today from a parliamentary inquiry into the sexual harassment of women in WA's fly-in, fly-out mining industry. The committee to table the report about 10 a.m. It started to hear evidence in July last year from survivors and leaders in the sector. A sex offender register and strict four drinks a day rules have already been adopted across the mining industry. Journalist Lisa Wilkinson may be hit with a restraint on commentary around the Brittany Higgins case. The prosecution is today also considering an application against Network 10's The Project and Ms. Higgins. The trial has already been delayed following a Logie speech made by Wilkinson on Sunday night. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall are set to divorce, the 91-year-old and the 65-year-old announcing it's over after 5 years of marriage. And Elvis makes its debut in cinemas across WA today. In sport, West Aussie young gun Luke Jackson will carry the ruckload for Melbourne in tonight's blockbuster at the MCG against Brisbane. Meantime, talk continues about the Bull Creek Leeming product being offered a multi-year deal to come home to the Dockers. Frio coach Justin Longmuir this morning says he's staying out of the public commentary.
It's not really my job to talk about other players at other clubs. Oh, we've got a lot of players out of contract, and I wouldn't feel great if other coaches were talking about where they were playing our players and that type of thing. So I'm just going to stay clear of that one.
Listener.